Okay, 7:49 on News Talk Breakfast with Kieran Cuddihy and Shane Coleman. Now, a number of groups representing the meat and dairy industry are coming together today to highlight the benefits of their products. I suppose it comes at a time when veganism is at an all-time high in Ireland. According to one survey, almost half of us would consider switching to a purely plant-based diet. So which diet is better for you? Well, to discuss this, we're joined by Eddie Punch, General Secretary with the Irish Cattle and Sheep Farmers Association, and Sandra Higgins, Director of Go Vegan World. Eddie, to start with you first, why should people include meat and dairy in their diet as far as you're concerned?
These livestock products are nutrient dense, fabulous sources of protein. And you know, it's not just about the quantity of protein you get from things like cheese, meats, dairy products. It's also the caliber of protein you're talking about. In beef, for example, the amino acid profile is way better than what you get from trying to get your protein from plant sources. And of course in Ireland we produce our livestock products from grass-fed systems, which is generally recognised internationally as being the very best way to produce livestock. Chagas research in the food centre shows that the grass-fed beef has higher concentrations of beneficial things like CLAs, which are very good in counteracting heart disease and cancer. But ultimately, what we're saying here is that these are natural, simple products where we know exactly what you're eating, which provide protein, but also provide other important nutrients like, for example, iron in the case of beef, vitamin B12, which you can't easily get from a plant-based diet. So all very good stuff and readily available from Irish farmers, and we know exactly that it's traceable, quality assured.
Okay, let's bring in Sandra Higgins. Sandra, you heard what Eddie Punch had to say. You know what you're getting: Irish produce, better calibre of protein, amino acid profile and so on. What's your response?
Well, it's a very important when we're talking about diet to actually look at the science. And the science is that animal foods are not necessary for human health. We can have a perfectly healthy, nutritionally adequate diet by eating plants rather than animals. And it's not only nutritionally adequate and quite easy to get. A 100% plant diet also prevents a lot of the diseases that are causing so much suffering and premature death, particularly in Ireland. So heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and certain forms of cancer. So animal foods are not necessary. 100% plant diet is nutritionally adequate and it's very easy to get. So the idea that there's something superior about eating animals to plants, and the animals that we breed to kill are themselves eating plants. So they're producing eggs, dairy and animal flesh through a plant diet. And a lot of supplements actually are fed to those animals. Whereas if we eat the plants directly ourselves, we're getting those same nutrients.
Okay,
We're able to produce about 20 times more food from a plant diet than we are from.
All right, let's bring back Eddie Punch in there. Animal products not necessary for human health. A plant-based diet prevents diseases, and you're cutting out the middleman by going straight to the plant. The animals are eating the plants anyway.
Yeah, no, in Ireland we grow grass. That's what we can do really well. And humans can't use grass. Animals turn it into high-quality protein. I think it's important to say that if there's no livestock, there's no organic farming. It's very hard in a plant-based world to avoid the dangers of monoculture. If we want regenerative farming, we need animals as part of that cycle. And of course, farmers are at the coalface of animal welfare. There's a lot of this extreme vegan ideology, which frankly badmouths farmers. But farmers are the people who get up in the middle of the night to help the cow calving or help the sheep lambing. So they don't need to be lectured by keyboard warriors.
Sandra Higgins, are you lecturing? Are you an extreme vegan ideologist?
I think what's very extreme and unnatural is to breed other animals to kill them. They're defenseless sentient beings, and we have no need whatsoever for one single ingredient in their bodies or in their lives. Then actually, grass is not what's natural to Ireland at all. What's natural to Ireland is forest. And the scientific reports that have been released in the last few years, there was one released in by Harvard University with respect to the UK a few months ago. If we planted trees and had forests and returned our land to growing crops that humans could eat, fruit, vegetables and crop oats, crops that humans could eat, we would radically reduce our greenhouse gas emissions and more than meet
our target. How about that, Eddie Punch?
Well, I don't want the population of Ireland to be fed in forests. Look, livestock farming has been around for 6,000 years. And when we grow grass, not only do we produce high quality protein, we sequester carbon as well. And the greenhouse gas emissions argument has been a godsend to the fossil fuel industry because they've got off the hook and all the blame is being put on beef. But actually, we're doing a lot of things in Irish agriculture to reduce emissions and at the same time, growing grass is sequestering carbon, so it's actually part of the solution to climate change.
Okay, I'll give you the last word, Sandra Higgins.
There's no just way and no possible way to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and to live fairly in this world unless we transition from animal agriculture to plant agriculture. Now, the industry is running scared because the number of vegans is increasing all the time. The plant sales of plant milks have gone up 70% in the last year. People can see that far from being extreme, vegans are peaceful people who don't exploit other animals. Our diet is very healthy. It's based on science. Signs on that this campaign run by the meat and dairy industry is using a PR agency that previously worked for the tobacco industry. It's unethical and they needn't be talking about animal welfare.
All right. Okay,
if
we have
breed
Sandra.
Other animals to kill them, you're not being fair to them.
Okay, we'll have to leave it there. Sandra Higgins, Director of Go Vegan World, and Eddie Punch, General Secretary of the Irish Cattle and Sheep Farmers Association.